If you pull hijab, you go viral, dude.
They'd be tracking you as hard as they tracked old boy from Cleveland, dude.
They'd get me, dude.
They'd be like, there's that wine guy. Oh, yes, dude. I've been waiting to do this.
And they said they're going to get rid of all the black people.
I forgot to do that on stage.
That sucks. I'm going to get that. That is so fucking funny.
White girl. This is my impersonation of white women, privileged white women crying after Donald Trump was elected. Oh, boy.
And he said he's going to get rid of all the black people.
Pretty good, huh?
That's fucking really good.
That's pretty great, right?
The night of that was, yeah. Jesus Christ.
That was our Super Bowl, dude.
That night was so funny.
If there's people out here who have listened to every episode, they've heard us talk about that night at least once an episode.
Let us regale it again, dude.
What a great night.
It was so funny to see people crying in an open comedy open mic. A comedian with, like, no job, no prospects professionally.
Yeah.
Not wanting any. Just sitting at an open mic like, he's gonna get rid of all the Muslims. My great-grandmother's an immigrant. He's going to kick them out.
And then a retard with a chin-strap beard comes in and gets on the mic and is like, you fucking fat bitch. And everyone's like, fuck him. Get him out of here.
He's bad. Dude, he was so paranoid about doing the show.
Was it? Yeah, he should be. Oh, he knows the score, dude.
He knows, dude. He was like, why are you specifically picking me? I'm like, dude, it's fucking, if you can't handle this, fuck off. He's like, nah, dude, he's like, be ready. I'm bringing my worst. If you can't take it, fuck off.
Oh, I know. I can't wait. Oh, yeah.
We stumbled on us. Last week, we stumbled onto the fucking poop swastika.
Poop swastika is hilarious.
And now we're uncovering fucking Sammy Sosa and the fucking triple crown of
Triple crown of white dominance, dude.
Yeah.
Donald Trump, complete fucking white dominance, dude. Yeah.
Oh, that was fucking, that was like egregious.
Holy shit, dude. We are number one. That was like white guys were looking each other in the eyes, like giving each other that silent nod. You know what I mean? Like, you see another white guy and you're just like, yeah, dude, if you drive a Jeep and you see another Jeep, you're just like, it's a Jeep thing.
The week after, dude.
Dude, when Trump won, I don't know if you guys know this, white guys were like locking eyes and being like, hell yeah.
It's time.
It's time, dude. We did it. We're like cicadas, dude. We rose every 4 years. We come out of the dirt. And we're like, yes, yes. So
I wish I was working then, because being on a construction site the day after Trump won.
Oh, my God.
It was like,
that must have been amazing.
The coffee and the donuts were flowing, dude.
Oh, my God, dude. That must have been the funniest thing in the world. Other than exactly what we did. We had the best night possible.
Damn, that was fun.
We had the best night possible.
That was...
We were at open mics while Trump was winning. I don't think there's anything better than that.
Dude,
we were surrounded by fucking puftas.
I was hosting the open mic. There was nothing funnier to me than when I came out and I was like, guys, oh my God, Hillary Clinton just got 170 electoral votes. Just kidding. You're next comedian. And everyone was just like, God damn it.
Dude.
Fuck, watching people's faces, they pull their phones out. I'm like, nah, I'm just kidding. She's losing. Anyway, blah, dude.
Oh.
Fuck, that was a funny
night. She was a dirty snake. Dude, I just
lock
saw
her up.
Because you'd be in jail.
Dude, they're going to fuck her.
That's what made me fucking pretty much alt-right now.
Yeah.
Is like, you don't do any research.
Yeah.
Nobody does it. Like from the start, when people started quoting Trump and being like, he said this. He said all Mexicans are rapists.
Yeah.
And I was like, man, he said all Mexicans are rapists?
Yeah, that's wild.
So then I fucking got on YouTube and I watched the whole speech.
Yeah, 20 minutes. No one can do that.
That's all it takes.
Yeah.
You watch it and learn. Like, I mean, see what they actually said and believe.
Uh-huh.
And then make that decision. Don't be like, he's a racist. He just said Mexicans are rapists.
Yeah,
that's not what he said.
Univision was the same thing. That was like a 40-minute ordeal of this guy being like, blah, 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 blah. They like put that one-minute clip of him saying that.
Yeah, exactly.
Was
remember
like 30
that?
30 fucking minutes
that
leading
go
up
back to
that,
Univision?
Of that guy.
Go
like,
back to Univision.
Go back to Univision.
That was just sick fucking slay.
Absolutely
But
hilarious.
That was 30 minutes into a fucking argument.
This dude fucking badgering him.
Of him still trying to get it and Trump being like, here's an answer, here's an answer, here's an answer, here's an answer.
Dude.
25 minutes of it. And I mean, yeah.
Well, it's not even, dude, I'm telling you, it's not even about them being right per se. It's about them finding other people that talk like them and then they just bond together and they have their own little community. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but it sucks that it's forcing normal people like you and me into a camp of like do I really have to be like Ann Coulter knows what the fuck she's talking about? Because ideologically, I feel like I'm closer to her than these people on Facebook that are like, anybody who disagrees with me is a fucking Nazi.
Yeah.
Like, that's crazy. That's a weird place to be.
Yeah, it is weird. I used to always make fun of
like,
Fox
I'm
News.
Fucking watching Gavin McGinnis.
Yeah.
Like, this guy is smart.
Yeah.
That's where I'm at.
That's weird. It is weird. Because I used to always watch Fox News and be like, God, this fucking freaks me out.
Yeah,
now
this
I
is
watch
bullshit.
CNN.
CNN's
News
insane,
in general freaks
dude.
Me out. CNN's fucking crazy.
How about CNN fucking online? Like, just look at your phone.
Yeah.
And then at any point, I'm sure right now,
yeah.
Whoever's listening to this, you can go to CNN.com and the headline is going to be fucking insane.
Yeah. And it's also like, the thing that fucked me up with news is once I realized that different news had different political slants, now I can't watch it because I'm like, I can't look at it because I'm like, well, I know what these guys are trying to tell me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I know their agenda. And it's both for Fox and that. I'm like, well, you know, Fox's has gotten weirder though because it's like, I don't know what the fuck they're after.
Fox is just trying to defend Trump.
They weren't for a while. At first, they weren't. They were being like, fuck him, get him out of here too.
I don't know. I feel like they were pretty pro-Trump the whole time.
Yeah.
I know they've always been GOP, like, establishment,
yeah,
but
I think
at their heart, they knew Trump was the man.
Yeah.
But it is amazing that, like, I disagree with a lot of the things the Republicans stand for, but almost everything.
Yeah.
But I've been not forced, because that...
Yeah.
But it's kind of the point where I would rather be identified as a fucking Republican than...
Oh, yeah.
Whatever the fuck that shit is. Because it's kind of like no matter what happens, both sides are like, well, the other side's worse.
Yeah.
That's what they always say.
Yeah.
Regardless of who it is.
It's pretty weird.
But at least, I don't know. Again, I always feel like the Republicans are always looked at as fucking dumb, backwards hicks.
Yeah.
White people, stupid white people.
Mm-hmm. With pretty much... And all the money,
and the Democrats,
the yeah.
And the liberals are looked at as like super smart and cool.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I feel like if both are wrong, I might rather identify.
I don't vote.
Yeah,
I didn't vote either. I don't bother myself
for
that shit. That shit's below me, dude. That shit's for the fucking peasants. I'm a player, dude.
I would have voted.
I'm a player
if
in the game.
I would have voted if I cared.
And not until I have, like, property and fucking kids and shit. Otherwise, that's what when Trump won, I was like, you're a fucking waiter. What the fuck do you have?
Dude.
What are you safeguarding your mutual fund?
Look at my room.
Yeah, exactly.
We're in my room right now.
Yeah, I got bigger fish to fry.
When Trump won, I laid on a mattress on a floor, and I had beans for dinner.
Yeah, dude.
I'm living like a hobo in the 30s, dude.
You're
you think I
like
give
dude,
a fuck?
You look like the dude from Dennis the Menace.
Dude,
the
I live under a fucking nice bridge.
You're just carving an apple with a knife,
yeah.
Dude.
You
like,
think
yeah.
I give a fuck? Dude, I didn't have health care in 08.
Well, I didn't have health care for like 3 years, and I got it, and I'm like, all right, cool. But if they were like, yeah, we're taking your health care, I'd be like, well, I don't have health care anymore. It sucks.
Yeah. That's where I'm at. Trump daddy will fucking provide, though, dude.
You think he's going to give it up?
I don't know. I've gotten to the point where I fucking love people that love Trump. I think it's so funny.
It is fucking funny.
I don't know.
The thing is, it doesn't matter. Everyone's like, to think that you support him is that you're somehow like a neo-Nazi or a white supremacist is like absolutely fucking stupid.
Unbelievable.
That's why people like him.
Exactly.
You assume that, and they're like, well, fuck that guy then.
Yeah.
Well, watch this. I love this guy. How about
dude,
that? It's really fucking weird.
I'm reading Atlas Shrugged right now.
Yeah.
And a friend of ours,
mm-hmm.
let's just say a very liberal friend of ours,
mm-hmm.
was like, you're reading Atlas Shrugged? Ugh. And I was like, did you ever read it? And he was like, no. I was like, well, then shut the fuck up.
What's the last book you read?
Shut the fuck up.
Dude.
It's like, what are you talking about? Just read it. What's it, pro-capitalism? You're against it because it's capitalistic?
More are they saying that, like, they're shocked that you're specifically reading it?
No. It was more like, I can't believe you're reading that drivel, that dumb bullshit. Dude, it's pro-capitalism.
Yeah.
So people are against it.
One of the great works of literature, they're like, ugh, they scoff at it.
Yeah.
It's like, what the fuck have you ever read?
I can
read
be like, I also love Grapes of Wrath, and they're like, yeah, because it's socialist.
Yeah.
But Ayn Rand and fucking Atlas Shrugged are considered off limits because it's now considered conservative. anything conservative is Hitler now.
That's pretty sweet. That's a sick move, dude. To be
How crazy
like,
is that?
We're just going to tell them they're Hitler.
No matter what the other side does, we're just going to be like, oh, yeah, you're racist.
Yeah.
You're racist. It's like we want immigration to be legal. Like, we just want to crack down on illegal immigration. Yeah. We want to make sure our borders are secure and we know who's coming in. What are you, racist?
Yeah, it's a sick move. Like, well, dude, it's the...
That's your defense? What are you, racist?
It's all that identity politics shit. They used to do it with, like, the poor people. And like, go attack the rich, bring them down. Now it's like, all right, we can't do class. Now we're going to do race, religion, sexuality. Mm-hmm. And be like, well, those people don't want you to have it. And it's like, nobody fucking cares.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Mm-hmm.
Whatevs.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck what do you these think, bitches, dude.